Hello, my friends. Dan, back with you, I hope, and I'm grateful for Karen and others who've invited me into the planning for our board meeting. Terry wasn't able to be there, but she supports what we're doing, and I'm grateful to be invited back in to the wonderful circle that I think is called to do like little children in school, and that came to mind earlier today when I was thinking about this brief, hopefully, audio file that Karen asked me to do for us. You can see little children. Maybe you remember this. Maybe you did this over and over again. But when you stand there together and you put your hands up high and then you start and you, or somewhere your hands, and then you reach to the ground, stretch to the sky. I'm obviously not getting the tune, and I hope I'm getting the words. But more importantly, I hope I'm giving you the feeling of what we're doing right now. Not only our Board of Trustees, our local community of friars and Karen with us, others who join us here, the larger sense of our administrative community, I think everybody is joined, I certainly hear it in the students, with this deep desire in the season of Easter when Christ has reached to the ground, deep down into darkness, and has risen for us as light, to help us in the movements of our own lives, both through darkness and into light, but also into the richness of darkness. We might say humus, earth, rich dark earth, which is also another word for humility, as you would know, which means you and I are born to step out and step up and get involved. That's not a prideful act. It's a humble act in God's grace that we're given if we reach down into Christ in ourselves, in our mountain mission and vision, and then reach up out to the skies, wherever we begin to feel and know God is leading us. There's this wonderful movement over and over again. It doesn't stop. It's not linear. It is what God is, an orb or a sphere, and we too. It comes in line with the image we've often used, which is talking about God as a tree of life, an image especially given to us by Bonaventure, but shows up in many spiritualities, that shows the conjoinedness of uniqueness in the one movement towards growth and grace into fruitfulness for the world. Jesus, in the Sunday that we'll be celebrating, if you're able to stay through Sunday Mass, John 15:1-8, tells his disciples, "I am the true vine. My Father is the wine grower. He takes away one of the branches and grooms and so the others might bear fruit. You are already pruned because the word that I spoke to you, remain in me as I remain in you." And he goes on talking about how we are able to bear fruit because we remain in Christ. So this is the reaching down, the bending down, the touching the earth, the being part of the vine and stretching up and out of vines as they begin to leaf out and climb walls and fences, and grapevines as they contemplate where their blossoms and fruit might be later in the season. All these images are real, aren't they? And there are risky moves, too. Do we reach far enough into our documents? We have wonderful things on leadership, gospel, manner of life and ministry, and then mountain leadership. Many of these were written well before 15 years ago, so most of us weren't sitting around the table at the time. But they've been reviewed and were for a number of years and confirmed over and over again by various boards of trustees, leadership, who took them away for summer meetings to deepen their understanding of mission, vision, and where we're called productively to grow. So it certainly wasn't just about chatter or conversation, but it was about producing fruit. So I simply welcome you into considering what's going to be forwarded to you as a prayerful approach to our meeting together. And Karen is assembling some pages for us. You might go to that gospel, which will be the Sunday one of that week, and the other readings. I just slid let that page fall close, but it's a beautiful one, and it's one given to us regularly during the year a couple times. It's John 15, 1 to 8. And before that is John in his first letter, 3, 18 to 24. And there John says, children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and deed. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts might be doing. You and I are called into a reassurance, but it shows itself up in relationships, relating and acting. So here we go again, and enjoy your preparation for our board meeting, your own private prayer, ways of engaging each other, certainly committee reports, but deepening our sense of who we are, possibly by visiting a document or two, certainly the images of Christ as tree of life and Christ as the vine, and you and I and all of us and many others as the branches. Thank you for taking time with us. Blessings, my sisters and brothers. I look forward to being with you.